Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is, where can I find leadership training courses? On our leadership courses, we help people by helping them to clarify their thinking about exactly what to do and say whilst at work in order to get the best from themselves and others. In order to clarify thinking, we use the method of distinguishing between two similar but not the same concepts. The idea is that the better you can make accurate judgments between what is good and what is bad, the better off you'll be. Here are some examples of the important distinctions. 1. Leader versus manager. 2. Humorous versus silly. 3. Criticism versus insult. 4. Fact versus opinion. 5. Reason versus excuse for not doing something. 6. Busy work versus productive work. 7. Motivation by fear versus motivation by desire. Let's make these pairs clear and distinct. 1. Leader versus manager. What is the difference between a leader and a manager? We define leader as a member of a team or an organization that is primarily responsible for the creation and communication of a clear goal, and who can then inspire the team to take the actions necessary to achieve the goal in the most effective manner possible. We define manager as a member of the team or an organization that is primarily responsible for the planning, implementation, organization, and control of all the resources that will achieve the stated goal in the most efficient manner possible. Obviously, it would be an advantage if a leader had good management skills, and equally, it would be an advantage if a manager had good leadership skills. 2. What is the difference between being humorous and silly? Being humorous can be a virtue. Being humorous means laughing at the right thing at the right time and in the right place and in the right way. Being silly is not a virtue. Being silly means acting the fool, the clown, the idiot, laughing at the wrong person, at the wrong time, and in the wrong place. Many people mistake being witty with being idiotic. Don't make the same mistake. 3. What is the difference between criticism and insult? Some people cannot take criticism because they mistake all criticisms as a put-down or an insult, something to be avoided. Or champions, like us, distinguish between feedback which they would welcome and insults which they may ignore. Critical feedback is constructive, specific, factual information that does suggest a corrective action. For example, your shoes are dirty. Insults are vague, emotionalized, opinionated, and do not suggest a specific corrective action. For example, you're an idiot. So always distinguish between insults and feedback. What is the difference between a fact and an opinion? A fact is that which is given to you by direct sense perception, e.g. the redness of a tomato. An opinion is what you think and feel about the fact that is given to you by direct sense perception, the beauty of the redness of a tomato. Distinguish between facts and opinions. Most people don't. They think that all of their opinions are facts. Here's an exercise. Which of these pairs of words is the fact, and which one is the opinion? 20 minutes late, unprofessional. Attractive, blue. 10 meters tall, high. Heavy, 5 kilograms. As a matter of management principle, speak and write more in factual language. 4. What is the difference between reason and excuse for not doing something? Is there a difference between a reason and an excuse for not doing something? You bet there is a difference. A reason is true, logical, undeniable, and unavoidable. An excuse is none of these, i.e. an excuse might be untrue, illogical, dishonest, or avoidable. Imagine that you give some off-target feedback and ask the person to make a change in behavior. Imagine that he does not make the change. You will want to ask, why not? Here is the point. When you ask the question and the other person answers, listen very closely. You will have to classify their answer into one of two categories. The reason that they can't change, or the excuse that they use to avoid changing. When you listen to others, do you consciously distinguish between reasons and excuses? It is important that you do, because as a manager, you will need to have a different policy for each. 5. Is there a difference between being busy and being productive? Distinguish between busy and productive. Busy is defined as a measure of something, and productive is defined as a measure of something else. You must manage your busy fool work. So this question comes in three parts. Who in particular are the people who continually interrupt you and put you in the busy zone or in the fruitless zone? And what are you going to do to limit their impact? 2. What personal habits put you in the busy or the fruitless zone, and how can you stop them? 3. What is there in the system or office layout that wastes your time? How could you change it for the better? 6. Is there a difference between motivation by fear versus motivation by desire? The two main motivators of human action are 1. Desire, based upon a promise to achieve a better future. 2. Fear, based upon a threat to and action to avoid a painful future. Both work in the short term, but threats don't continue to work as an effective motivator. To what degree are you able to consciously affect the emotions of others towards the positive, i.e. to inspire and motivate others to take action towards the goal? Or is your motivational method based upon threats? Ensure that you motivate more frequently by means of positive incentives and praise as opposed to fear and threats. Thank you for listening.